everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Flagrant 2 Podcast. Analysis by assholes, no easy buckets, water cooler commentary for your sports needs. I'm Andrew Schultz. I'm here with Akash Singh.
Yo, yo.
Real Life Kaz.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit is really moving right now.
Yeah.
I got the same hoodie I've been wearing, one out of every three episodes. I think I've worn
same
this.
Same Space Jam hat.
Same Space Jam hat. I don't got a lot of clothes, man.
Don't matter,
Let
man.
Me remind y'all, this is a free podcast, okay? All right, so my clothes are equivalent to how much we charge for advertisements on this shit. And when we're not doing ads, we're going to find a way to go direct to the people. One way you could do that is by going to flagrant2merch.com.
Yes.
Shout out to Hi-U Clothing.
Yes.
Ooh. We got some fire out there, bro.
I legit want every piece of clothing.
I got some stuff coming for us.
I need that bird.
Who the fuck is your plug, dog?
Shout out to Hi-U Clothing. It's my guy. He does all the Brilliant Idiots merch, and he does a bunch of other stuff himself.
He likes guns.
He does a lot of pro gun shit, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? You're not going to say nothing to him.
Exactly.
You're not going to say shit to his face.
Like, when's the merch check come back?
Exactly, right?
Texting, baby. I love that.
So, so he did some great shit. We got the fight tees. Oh, shit, Alex got it up. So we got a series of fight tees, right? So what they are is, if you look at on the YouTube right now, we're looking at them. But the fight tees, this shit is so fly. So the fight tees are images of famous NBA fights, and we're going to add to other sports as well. Right now, we got the, two-piece and a biscuit for Kobe from Chris Childs. We got
Dr. J and Larry Bird
choking each other out. And then, of course, we got Jordan just dunking on the entire Pistons team. So we got the fight tees. Now, you want to cop those immediately at BrilliantIdiotsMerch.com before the NBA sends us a cease
Flagrant
and desist.
Flagrant2Merch.com. Flagrant number two.
Flagrant 2.
Merch.
My bad, y'all. Yo, Flagrant 2.
I know you got a lot of shows, goddammit.
I know. I just came from Idiots, my bad. Okay. So Flagrant 2. Did I say that from the jump? It's Flagrant 2.
No, you said Flagrant 2.
So
first.
Flagrant, the number 2, merch.com. You get them fight tees. You get the Flagrant 2 hoodie that you saw us wearing. Okay? We got the little Papa Shot basketball hoops.
Yes.
We got the rally towel. We got the regular Flagrant 2 tees. All I'm saying, go on out there, get that shit before we get shut down. Flagrant 2 merch.
Matter of fact, I want everybody who's coming to the live show at Highline Ballroom. Cop that fucking Flagrant 2 rally towel.
I like that rally towel.
Petey Pablo, that shit. We're not playing around with Flagrant 2.
What's some fucking Flagrant towels waving?
We want this tribe to be represented. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
I want it to feel like when you walk into a Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn, how they got the little things hanging down the side of their pants.
The what?
Yarmulke. You know, it's called tzitzit. It's like these little strings that are hanging down the side of their pants.
Yeah.
They got the yarmulkes and they got the little doidlies on the
doidlies.
Whatever, they got the little curly shits on the side of the face.
Well, there goes half our revenue.
I asked a Jewish dude in Israel about this. I was like, why do y'all wear that shit? What's that about? And he hit me with the other thing. He's like, yo, it's just gang life. I go, they got nothing religious at all. He goes, nah. He goes, part of our thing is like, you got to recognize a Jew. You know, when you see one.
Though,
so
I
it's
thought
like,
there was something like religious about that. I didn't know that was
recognized
just like.
Blood recognized blood, bro. They're flagging with that shit. Let's go. They put that's the crazy. Yarmulke on because they want to roll up and see somebody else that's Jewish and be like, okay, I'm cool.
Do you think like Jews get like G-check each other? Like if you don't have like the right curls
in? Measuring your curls like, yo, that shit's not even 6 inches, bro. How much you believe in God?
like remember back in the day we used to go to school and like your parents would tell you not to wear red. And they'd be like, yeah, what that red be like? Because if the actual blood comes up to you and you don't know your colors or you don't know your signs, like, They'll jump you.
You went to private school. What are you talking about?
I went to public school.
I went to suburban white high school. You wore whatever the fuck you wanted.
St. Patrick's is a different private school, though.
Yo, Catholic is different than
very
private.
Very different.
Catholic is different than private. Right. So, yo, but for real, I remember
how the fuck you can gangbang at a Catholic school, dog? That's so disrespectful.
Bro, yeah, to God,
very disrespectful to Jesus.
Yeah.
But,
unless you're banging on other religions. You know what I mean? That'd be like the most respect. Hindu what?
Like, you can't go to a Muslim and be like, what that Jesus be like?
Yo,
like,
real talk.
Doesn't work.
What that cross be like?
Died for whose sins?
I mean, I guess that's kind of how war started.
No,
right?
It is. Like,
more or less.
It happened in Jerusalem for thousands of years.
Yeah, that's more or less how like the wars have been
We got G-check when me and Jamil were walking down the street, my boy Jamil, and motherfuckers rolled up to us and they were like, yo, these two like Crip dudes rolled up to us. They were like, yo, what that blue be like? And I looked at my shirt and it was like, I had this blue shirt on and my literal reaction was like, blue, dog? Like we can't wear blue. Like red is like a poppy color.
Red is definitely a color that you wear on purpose.
Yeah, yeah. It's a purposeful color. Like, it's like holiday color or something. Blue? Like, everybody wears blue?
No, that's not blue. But just like, I tend to wear shades of blue. Come on, all the time.
You know what I mean? What I'm really left with, I'm going to wear purple every fucking day.
You know what I'm laughing at?
Was there a lot of gangs in Texas?
This is literally, I went to the whitest high school ever. It was racist and that's it. And
the gang there was white people.
The biggest gang at my school was Future Farmers of America. The FFA. You didn't want to fuck with the FFA, dog.
Yo, what them seeds be like, yo? Them seeds be Monsanto? I know you got them GMOs in your farm, B. Fucking up our crops.
Don't fuck with corn, we fuck with maize over here. Yo,
I'll throw it back to the natives.
Oh, man. But yes.
Flagrant2March.com, and yes, as Andrew was saying, we're probably going to get hit with a cease and desist. Probably. I don't really know why, but I feel like it's not legal, the shirts we're selling. So cop now, because they're dope.
Yeah, we sell illegal substances on this podcast. Yeah.
Well, there's lots of illegal stuff we're selling, but we sell legal stuff too, so get the legal stuff as long as you can. That's all going to work out.
Just cop all that shit. We're going to be out there. We're going to be running reckless over at the All-Star Game. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. We're going to be out there at the All-Star Game, at least that. We're going to put it out there in the world, but we should be out there.
Oh, no, we absolutely will be. We absolutely.
So pull up at the All-Star Game.
Hopefully by next week, we should be able to officially announce.
Yeah, so we fake officially announcing it right now.
Also, LA, you know what I mean? Get ready. I'll soft announce it right now, but
yo,
keep that 17th open.
We're going to be out there.
Yeah.
Okay? We're going to be out there in this sports world. Fucking all the groupies ain't getting all right. You know what I'm saying?
God damn it.
Listen, it's Valentine's weekend. This is what that's what you know, the NBA's haters.
They put it on the weekend of Valentine's, though.
Yeah. Weekend of Valentine's because they motherfuckers.
Because they know you're not going to give the side joint any love on Valentine's. Because
they're a bunch of haters. So the NBA wives came together on a coalition and they ruined what could have been the most fun weekend of the fucking year, NBA All-Star team. So there's going to be a lot of groupies out there that aren't getting filled up.
You got to be. Well, that's where we
you know what I mean? And that's where we come in. We're gonna have Akash pull up with the pooch. Akash got the most adorable dog.
Akash brought his dog.
It's my girl's dog, actually. But I'm watching this. He's a little multi poo. He's a little cute as fuck.
He is really cute. Not gonna lie.
I didn't want a small dog, but I saw him. I was like, this guy. I love this little guy.
Come on, son. Can we show it?
Can we bring him on? Yeah, you gotta bring him.
Open up that crate, dog. He'll come out on his own.
You know, Akash.
Open it up. He'll come out on his own volition. We'll show him.
You know Akash beats the shit out of his
bottom
dog,
prong,
son.
Too.
This guy hadn't even barked. Yo!
Yo, bring it out.
Happy.
Yo.
You speak Hindi to him.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Word?
What's you said the name of the dog was LGBTQ?
Yo! Bring him over here.
My girl got a pink crate. I was telling you, Andrew's clowning me. She got him a pink harness. Stop it.
Yo, yeah, put him right here.
Right here.
In the middle of the
crate out there,
go,
man.
Son. It does look
I'm getting him a blue crate. I'm getting him that What That Blue Be Like crate. That blood crate. Crip crate. He a little crip crate.
Listen, that dog is chilling. It does look like we have a dog in prisoned, but he can come out whenever he wants.
Can he come out? Yeah.
You gotta open this. It's a top and bottom. I got you.
Sorry. You know, this is a great alibi for your girl, too. Just in case you think she's not watching the dog.
She knows I'm watching.
Yo, she's right. It is.
Female viewership.
There it is. Yeah. Your mic is right there, Alex. Your mic is right there. It is true. Now, this is good for female viewership. We gotta show that we have compassion for animals and all that kind of stuff like that. Yo, what's up, son?
He's chilling, though, man. He don't bark. He's well behaved.
What's his name? Happy.
Happy.
His name is Happy?
Yeah.
Happy?
Soft ass name, man.
Oh, best gosh. Name. Don't you fucking dare hate
soft
on that name.
Ass name,
don't you dare hate
Happy
on that name.
Name your fucking dog Happy.
Hell yeah. You can't Happy. Name this dog Killer.
Why does name his well name him Spot?
Though. Yeah. Happy's whack. What if you lose a dog?
He's still going to be happy. You know what I mean? That's what matters. His happiness.
We're looking for Happy.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to have on the signs. People walk by the signs like, we all looking for Happy, motherfucker. Go to a...
Tough luck.
Yeah.
It actually was. Yeah. So I wanted a dog able to have an Indian name and a dog name. I'd want some white... And Happy, a lot of Punjabi people, my girl's Punjabi, a lot of Punjabi people are named like Happy.
Lucky.
Randomly, a lot of the dog names like translate over like Lucky, Happy. There's a lot of Punjabi people with dog-ass names. But... That's what it worked. I was like, here we go.
And you know why this is?
What up?
You told me this because Punjabis are drunk people.
They're the drunks.
So that is some drunk shit that you would name your kid.
Yeah.
Like you'd be wasted. You'd be like, I just name him Lucky. Like, what the fuck are we getting so crazy about this? Anyway. Did you know that, Kaz?
I did not know that.
Did you know what Punjabis are?
I do know what Punjabis are. I just didn't know what they were.
They
were dogs.
They're not all MCs. contrary to popular belief.
It's so infuriating how much Andrew knows about other cultures.
Yeah.
It really bothers. And like, I don't like white people knowing a lot about me. I don't know what it is. I don't really trust them.
You
know,
I don't trust them. And it's like, I don't trust them.
I'm not like, a fucking... When white people are like, tell me about India. I'm like, I don't know what you're plotting, but I'm not into it.
Barely taught me how to pronounce his name. I just say it right. And you look at me, mad funny screw face. This is where we're getting to know each other. Like, why you care? Why you want to know how to say my name? What you plotting on, bro? Yo,
I get it. Like, I'm the same way. Like, when white people know too much about, like, Nigerian culture, I'm like, all right, hold on. Calm the fuck down.
Y'all trying to colonize again?
Exactly.
Yeah. Coming back.
You know, the last time we exposed y'all to some culture, what the fuck happened? Don't want that shit.
Hey. Or just trying to date interracially, was just liberal colonization.
I don't sleep with Indian girls out of respect for Akash.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate
it.
Remember that happened? That happened like a month or two ago.
I've always wanted to sleep with an Indian girl, though.
You did?
I always wanted to. I think Indian girls are just a gorgeous woman.
Yeah.
And there was this one Indian girl that I knew that was so bad, but never gave it up.
Why not?
I don't know. The shots were shot. Years ago, though.
Are the most beautiful and the biggest pains in the ass. It's not even close.
Way to separate that from all the other women that aren't pains in the ass.
Nah, man. I hear people talking about Puerto Rican women will stab you, and I'm like, I'd so much rather get stabbed than deal with this shit. At least stabbing, there's an ending.
At least there's a means to an end. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
And
like,
I love my women. Yeah. I love no worse my girl with all my heart. She knows she a pain in the ass.
You know what's fucked up with Indian women is not only do they pain in the ass, they also doctors.
Yeah. Oh, you can't tell them shit.
You can't tell them shit. So like smart, you're some broke bitch that's waiting on your husband to pay the rent, and you complain. The husband could be like, bitch, I got electricity here. What the fuck you gonna go? But an Indian chick would be like, you still in school. I'm paying the bills out here.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Bitch, I opened up 8 hearts today. What the fuck did you do?
You can't even take care of one. I give you one heart to take care of, baby, and you destroy it. Should we talk about sports or we keep it going? They were on us yesterday. Remember the last week's podcast?
Bro, I got one long-ass message, man. Listen, man, I love you guys, but why are you turning us into brilliant idiots? I come here for sports talk. What are we doing?
Son, we too great. We too great for one topic, son. We too great. That's the lens that we're going to choose to look through the world at. But we also got to talk about other things. We also got to have a cute-ass little Maltese, Maltipoo.
Mm-hmm. We class up the show each and every week.
He's chilling.
Man.
I'm proud of him right now.
Yeah. That's what's up.
He's sleeping.
He don't even know we're going to eat him after. So I'd imagine we went savage and just started eating.
That's
how we get the subscriptions off. It's like, yo, it was the Andrew Kaz and Akash.
Imagine what if Kaz just started speaking Nigerian and we're like, yo, Kaz, you good? He was like, Umbawe, all that kind of shit like that. I don't know the language, Umbawe. Umbawe sound Nigerian enough. Umbawe, Umbawe. And then he started biting into you.
There was not a dog right here. I would punch you so hard. I would jump across the table. Punch you so hard.
Umbawe gotta be a word in some African dialect, son.
It is not.
It's gotta be in Igbo.
You're thinking of the motherfucker from the Clippers, Luke Mbah Mute.
Son, yes.
I don't even think he's Nigerian. I think he is.
No, I'm thinking he's a lion. Umbawe.
What?
Umbawe, throw a Umbawe. Son, you never played that game with people from a different country where you just say some shit that sound like their language.
No. Everybody does that to Chinese people.
Russians.
Not only does everybody do that to Chinese people, we think all Japanese, Korean, and fucking every other person are just Chinese people. So let's not act like we give a fuck.
You're Chinese.
This ain't the give a fuck podcast.
Yeah, we can't get said, how dare you mix African dialects? How dare you? And he sees a Korean and be like, listen, Chinese.
Like a Korean person that comes. So like, well, actually, I'm Korean. It's like, you're Chinese. Exactly. Relax.
And I can't Umbawe. I can't Umbawe.
No.
Chinese.
No, you cannot.
That's got to be completely acceptable. If you got a language that sounds crazy, we should be like, even with the Russians, we should be able to say Russian-y sounding shit. And be like, it's Guskamunjgevi.
Like, people do that to Germans all the time, though.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm already scared. whatever you said.
You're like, protect the Jews. Right, protect the Jews. Somebody protect them.
All right. The Super Bowl is set.
All right. Yeah,
all right.
This is the fucking worst.
Yeah, man. We got to talk
I'm
about
so
sports
much
sometimes.
Until we talked about Philly.
But we can. But
I
we can
fucking
still...
hate Philly.
Jeez. Why do you hate him? Why do you hate him?
Just they're garbage people. I was just in Philly. I had a fun time at the show. It's a good comedy audience because garbage people tend to make good audiences.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
But fuck, man, they're just you cheered Michael Irvin being paralyzed. You boo Santa.
Oh
you're
God.
Just terrible fans. You don't deserve good things.
Then they like fucking riot yesterday and like burn shit.
Of course they're gonna riot, but they riot for no reason. Right?
Literally, there's a story of a Philly fan punching a police horse repeatedly last week. Another one, someone sent us something. A Philly fan bleeding. Cops had to come break up a fight.
I did see
tailgate.
That. I saw the picture.
They warned Minnesota fans like, "Yo, be careful when you go to Philly. Don't fuck around."
Yeah.
Like these are
savage people. Now it was hilarious when all the Philly fans were doing the Viking. Chant.
Oh, yeah.
That when they're whooping their ass,
they
start
were
going,
saying
they go,
foals instead of skull.
Foals! Foals!
I was like, that was good trolling.
Bro, amazing good trolling. Amazing to be in unison and get that troll on. So what do we want to say predictions for the...
I mean, we'll get to predictions later, but there's just so
we
much.
We want to talk about the games.
Let's talk about...
Okay, Vikings, were we surprised Vikings, Eagles?
Yes.
We were surprised, because Vikings look
surprised.
Great.
I was kind of surprised.
I didn't think... I thought the Eagles could win, for sure.
I thought that
they're
defense
home,
would show up.
Good defense, Foles is all right.
So here's the thing, I think two things happened here. One, Foles is a lot more legit than people thought.
Well, he was legit his first go-around with Philly.
Yeah, he's always been a decent quarterback. He's always been a decent quarterback. But, okay, maybe he's up and down. But I think the second thing is, three things here. Second is, the emotional victory the Vikings had last week is hard to come back from.
Yeah, they busted that nut hard.
They busted it hard, and the girl's like, let's fuck again, and it's like, I don't know,
man.
Looking at their dick like...
Wake up.
Up!
You know what I've realized, man? We always talk about these teams of destiny and the storybook ending. It almost never happens.
Never happens.
When it does, it's incredible. LeBron coming back from 3-1 is incredible. Yeah. But there's so many more... Fall short.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
every year we got, is this the team of destiny? And that team loses immediately.
So here's the question. Is it easier to play as team of destiny or easier to play as underdog?
Underdog, for sure.
Always.
Every athlete, lose your motivation.
That's why, that's what Coughlin is brilliant at, is he always makes his people the underdog.
Yeah.
Let's get to Coughlin in a second. Mm-hmm. So Philly. So Philly comes in. I guess their defense is super underrated. Nobody spoke about their defense.
Oh, no, it's been good.
But it's been good.
Beast-ass defensive line.
But even this year, everybody's talking about, oh, my God, what's-his-face is so good at quarterback. This guy's the truth. Yeah. Da, da, da. When all along, they had an incredible defense.
Defense and a lot of weapons. And that's not to take away from Wentz. He's still, watch him, he'll have one or two plays every game. You're just like, what the fuck
amazing.
Did he do that?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, they're just a good team.
Yeah.
The whole team is good.
Yeah.
Quarterback included.
Yeah.
And Foles... From what I understand, it's pretty up and down. And I remember, like, early on, people were like, this guy's incredible. And then he just kind of fell off a cliff. And he might fall off a cliff in 2 weeks. He might. He might be the same guy. I don't know.
Now, was Andy Reid the coach when Foles first
ran? At first, yeah.
Okay.
At first.
That explains a lot.
That was when Vic was there, right?
Yeah, that's when
Vic replaced Foles.
The Vic era.
Foles replaced Vic.
Foles replaced Vic. Yeah. Okay.
So, but yeah, no, like Nick Foles had some really good seasons. Like he led the league in like quarterback rating at one point. And
his
first
or second year he started. I think
he
was really good. Yeah.
He has
really good.
Okay. But, so now we shift over to the Jaguars, Patriots game. Jaguars whooping that ass.
Mm-hmm. That made me sad.
Okay. It makes me sad. First off, Blake Bortles is hysterical.
What do you mean?
Have you seen like the interviews with this guy?
No, I didn't see it.
Dude, he's Gronk, but like he doesn't know he's funny. Like Gronk knows he's funny. Like he'd be like, you know how many catches I got this year? 69.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. Pretty crazy, huh? But
nice.
But Blake Bortles, they ask him, what would you be doing if you weren't playing football? He goes, probably doing construction, ripping cigs.
Legit said that?
Dead ass. And
oh,
didn't even
man.
Like he was like, that's what I'd probably be doing. That's what I can do with
you know
my
what?
Skills.
You know what it is with Bortles, man? Bortles has probably taken the most shit of any quarterback in recent memory. Like it's okay to like be like terrible. Like if you're a bad quarterback, everyone just kind of knows you're a bad quarterback.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles has been like on the border of being bad and average for so long. And then, like, in this last stretch with the Jaguars, he's been from average to good. So it's like,
see,
he played a good game
yesterday. Everybody's letting him off the hook.
He played a good game yesterday.
And I missed the first half. I saw the second half. Mm-hmm. I saw decent drives. Mm-hmm. But then when it's money time, he was nowhere to be found. His fourth quarter, he was nowhere to be found.
I understand that. I mean, there's a lot to be said about how, you know, the Patriots and how they just always find a way to turn it on defense when they need to turn it on. But Blake Bortles made some throws yesterday that I was like, this motherfucker
is a lot like Nick Foles. To me, it's almost damn near the same quarterback coming in.
Fair enough. And there were some Patriots players that made incredible stops.
Yeah.
Like that final play on fourth down, Bortles put it there, and this Patriot defensive back.
It was a one-on-one, too.
It was one-on-one, and he put it there, and he leaped out of nowhere.
The
got
cleanest
one hand
defense
on,
of the night, too.
Unbelievable.
Jumps right in front, doesn't touch him, gets all ball.
Unbelievable.
Like, you can't play it any better than that. You can't throw it any better than that, either. Like, 95% of the time that gets through, that's a completion on a one-on-one.
You're right. 100%.
The whole drive, there were plays, I was just like, what are you doing? I still think if they get Kirk Cousins, it's a different team.
Kirk Cousins is different. Eli, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, something's happening over there. Fournette really helps them out.
Yeah.
Clearly, something's happened over there that's special. And
that
I think
defense is special.
Dude, I really think it's Coughlin. I think Coughlin, we said it last week, most underrated coach in history.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's not the coach, it's clearly his culture.
He's definitely an underrated football mind. Like, he's not the person that people jump to think about off the rip.
Never in the conversation.
Like, when you're thinking about great football minds, you think of Belichick. You think of, like, Madden and Lombardi and Gruden. And just people who just kind of, like, shifted the way football's played.
Right.
Whereas Coughlin's just always just kind of kept it super simple. We're going to play good defense. We're going to run the ball. And give me a quarterback that's just good enough.
That's it.
And we'll be all right.
Yeah, and then when he has somebody who has spurts of elite ability, like Eli, all of a sudden you have special things. What I saw after the game was elation from Belichick.
Which I've never seen.
But you know why it is.
Why?
Because Belichick beat
Coughlin?
Coughlin in a close game. In a close game, who wins?
Finally. In the playoffs?
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs, it's Coughlin. Yeah.
He will find a way to eke it out.
Yeah.
And
you know what was missing this time? To your point, although I think he's watched at this point, Eli.
And
you needed a fourth quarter drive.
Imagine you had Eli in a fourth quarter.
It's a wrap.
All those throws are made.
You know exactly what happened? They would go up 24-20 just like they did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eli would be terrible.
Yep.
Whole fourth quarter, and then that last drive with 5 minutes left, 3 minutes.
Game time.
That's how Bortles looked last week against the Falcons. Was it the Falcons?
The Steelers.
Anytime Ben Roethlisberger or AB made an incredible touchdown catch, or like, I was like, okay, here come the Steelers. They're about to turn it on.
Yeah.
Bortles in that fourth quarter was marching down very Eli-like and just getting them points and keeping them off at bay.
Fair enough.
It just didn't happen.
But easy
passes.
We're talking about like little screen passes. He's not going downfield. He's not making an extending plays. Like, I just feel like the offense was... Belichick basically said, or their defensive corner basically said, listen, we're going to let Bortles beat us.
Well, they did. They did.
In those last two drives, they let him beat it. Like, they literally said, hey, we're going to stop the run.
They ran a lot of play action all game. They ran a shit ton of play action. And then, you know, once Fournette wasn't as effective towards the end of the game, because, you know, you'd been running him all day.
Sure.
Once that play action was taken out, it was a wrap. Like,
Romo brought up an interesting point, too, as I was watching. He said when these defenses have really good pass rushes, a lot of times that pass rush can't sustain itself in the fourth.
Mm.
These guys kind of get tired, which is crazy because Jacksonville controlled the ball, and it also makes the Giants Super Bowls that much more incredible.
Yeah.
The fourth quarter is when the pass rush was crazy.
Yeah, when they had that NASCAR package, when they would just send the fucking house with, like, JPP and, like, Strahan and
O.C. Mignora
Tuck and all Tuck. Those dudes, and they were just flooring the Patriots, flooring people. But, like, it just kind of goes to, I mean, just the fact that Coughlin got them there.
It's unbelievable in one season.
It was their game to lose. Granted, Brady's going to Brady, as he always
Brady's
does.
Brady's going to Brady.
But, you know, it was their game to lose, and I guess... I think Coughlin should be getting much more credit.
And think about next year. Mm. Think about next year for the Jaguars. Like, Jaguars are all upside.
Yeah.
All
you
upside. You can't get a worse quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't. There's nobody on the market that's going to be worse.
Mm-hmm.
They got cap room.
Because they've drafted well. Now, at some point, all these rookie contracts are up. Jalen Ramsey going
to
get huge
money.
Just like the
Seahawks. Yes.
You
don't
have to pay.
It'll be just like the Seahawks.
But you only have 2 years. You have a two-year window.
You have a two-year window.
And they're hype. Jalen is hype.
Yeah.
Everybody's hype. Fournette is hype.
Is there a better, a more fun player in the NFL than Jalen Ramsey?
I'll tell you this. I didn't watch a shit ton of NFL this year, and anybody who watches the show could tell I haven't watched a shit ton of NFL this year. Jalen Ramsey brought me back.
Son.
Jalen Ramsey brought me back just because
they needed it.
I kept hearing about him and I heard about him in college.
Yeah.
And I would just see all these sassy interviews and just the shit he would just talk about all these wide receivers. And I'm like, I gotta watch him play. And the motherfucker is a brilliant defensive player.
Cowboys
he takes away the entire field.
That's it. It's gone. He's a lockdown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a true lockdown.
Mm-hmm. But in his second year, most rookies take 3 years.
Takes a little time. But
and he's built like a fucking linebacker. He's great. A massive dude.
He's great. But one thing that's interesting about Jalen, which I love, is that he gives it up.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard Sherman giving it up.
Yeah.
Everyone was trash.
Yeah.
You know, everybody couldn't do it. Jalen was like, yeah, you know, when you talk about Hopkins, he was like, listen, that's 1A, and with AB, that's 1B.
Yeah.
Like, he's so honest. He's not talking shit.
He has a shit ton of self-awareness.
When he's sassy, it's not to be sassy.
Yeah.
He's like, literally, this is how I feel. This is the reality.
And that's why I love him. That's why people love him.
Because
the shit he's saying isn't necessarily inaccurate.
He's being objective. He's like, AJ Green is extremely objective.
And it's just okay, yeah. Like, he said it exactly. He was like, AJ Green had the years, but you kind of washed up now. Like, you know,
DeAndre Hopkins, he's the best in the league.
And we're all just kind of like, yeah, you're kind of right. Like, you know, I don't know if it's your quarterback or it's you, but like the Bengals suck this year. I don't know who was it, Carson Palmer, McCarron, or
no, it's the redhead.
Dalton. Red Dalton. Rocket. Yeah. Like, I didn't hear shit about AJ Green this year, but
he's
would definitely
Blake
give it up.
Bortles. Maybe worse.
Maybe worse.
A little more accurate than Bortles. I'll put
Dalton had some years, but that was because of AJ Green.
Yeah.
But, you know. But
what's this I hear about the Colts? I didn't see a ton of.
Oh, so there was numerous things.
One penalty the entire game on the Patriots.
One
we're talking about anything. Pass
offsides.
One penalty was called
on
the Patriots.
And that would be enough to raise an eyebrow if that was just it, right?
And there was a big call I think they missed. It was a screen, not a screen. It was a simple post, like a short post, I think from their tight end. And it was in that final drive. And he got held.
Mm-hmm.
And Bortles threw it a little bit in front of him because he was held and he missed the pass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a game-changing moment. That's a game. The third down, it's a game-changer right there.
I mean, there was that PI, I think, on one of the third downs that Marquise Lee got called on, well, didn't get called on or whatever.
Duval going in on the blatant. Okay, let's just get into this. We're talking about it. Let's just go to it. First of all.
Shout out to Lil Duval, man.
Oh, obviously. Shout out to Lil Duval. Funniest dude in America.
Go.
He got mad. Just shouldn't have been a pass interference call. Refs are celebrating with the pay. He's got screenshots of all these, like, what he thinks is penalties. And I'll tell you, the fucking, what makes him the GOAT is that Tom Brady liked this Instagram post.
Yeah. Tom is legitimately the GOAT.
He is the GOAT in every way.
That means he's looking at his phone through his mentions.
He's just dope enough that he followed Duval.
That's hot.
Which makes me like him even more.
That's hot too.
You know how down you gotta be, Tom
fucking
Brady.
Asshole.
Look at that.
That is beauty right there. Not for nothing. And that goes to our whole thought on greatness where you have to be a little off.
Yeah.
You have to be a little bit of a psycho. Like, first off,
he's a legit psycho.
There's no way Tom Brady is combing through all the congratulations on his Instagram page, right? Especially when it's not the algorithms are all off and shit. Somebody told him, hey, Lil Duval's talking shit. And he was like, oh, word?
Like,
let me go like that shit.
Yo.
Tom Brady
told
about
that
shit.
I had to make sure it was the same account. I was like, there's no fucking way. The greatest football player in the history of the game went through and liked just a troll. That's unfucking believable. That makes you want to buy a jersey.
Yeah.
He's the greatest.
He's the GOAT.
Everybody who hates him, I get it, but fuck that. That's the GOAT, man.
No, he's really the best.
That's some Jordan shit.
It is Jordan shit.
He can bring Duval his Hall of Fame acceptance speech.
Yeah,
have him stand on stage like a fucking idiot. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah, what did Duval, what was his original thing?
Oh, Duval, I should have read this first.
People don't know, Lil Duval is from Jacksonville, Florida. And he's
from Duval County.
Duval County, but he's from Jacksonville, right? So, he's a lifelong. Hold up. He's a lifelong Jaguars fan. And he's loved the Jaguars forever. You know what I mean?
Like in the 3-13 year, he literally said we're going to the Super Bowl next year. And he almost turned out to be right. You calling him right now?
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah, how you feeling, bro?
Shit, about to take off. I'm high as shit.
Yo, we're doing a sports podcast, Flagrant 2. We just posted the Instagram of you, of Tom Brady liking your shit. You gonna let him do that to you, bro?
Man, I'm scared to even say something else to him because I know he got a plug in with Trump. And this is bigger than sports, man.
Yo, the goat, bro.
He's bigger than sports.
Really bigger than sports.
What you thinking?
I'm thinking it's got to do with America, and they trying to prove a point that America is gonna always be powerful. It's a lot going on. I just can't talk too much on the plane right now. There's a lot of people that's public.
Yeah, yeah. For those of you who don't know, Lil Duval flies first class. So,
as he should.
When he's not flying private.
Yeah, yeah. He's a man of the people when he's not on the plane.
But I did get a chance. I did win, though, because I played with points for it.
Oh, so you're good.
Nah, because my team ain't go. They messed up the coach here. I'll talk later. I can't talk now.
All right, brother.
Hey, the man, feds are watching, man.
Safe flight, man. Be good. All right, peace. Oh shit, dude. Duval is a great mind, I'm telling you, man.
Shout out to Lil Duval, man.
Yo, he was on mushrooms the other night and he called me, he FaceTimed me, and he did mushrooms for the first time. He's like, man, I get it.
That is not a good thing.
I get it. No.
No, I tried it one time. It's not fun.
Oh, I hated it. I had a bad time, but it was good for him to just kind of like we had a conversation of what he's able to do.
Yeah.
And he's able to communicate very difficult ideas in simple.
Such simple. The most simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, there's certain, like, you know, teachers a lot of times, some teachers are good at this, but a bad teacher is someone who just understands the material but doesn't know how to explain it to people who don't understand it.
Okay.
And Duval can explain these concepts to people who don't understand in the most digestible way. Like, I find myself, even when we just talk on the phone, he'll break something down so simple and I'm like, oh yeah, that's what the fuck it
makes
is.
Makes sense.
Yeah. You're a philosopher.
We've said this about Chris Rock. He takes really high concepts and breaks them down in a very digestible form. Duval makes it even more digestible.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
I learned all about taxes from Chris Rock stand-ups.
Yo, for real, it's part
Duval is, he's been talking about how robots are going to take over.
For years.
For years, and people get it. When I say it, everybody's just like, yeah, this is a crazy person.
Yeah.
When Duval says it, people are like, oh, shit.
That's really going
to
happen.
You get them to understand.
When you say it, they're like, well, tell your cousins to stop making all the robots, though. The fuck,
I got some cousins working on robots, and I try to tell them to stop. They won't.
So, can we read the
office? Oh, yeah, so what did Duval say?
Fuck Tom Brady. Matter of fact, all the times. Tom Hanks, Tom Ford, Tom Cruise, Thomas the Choo Choo Train. He's called Thomas Earl. Fuck Peeping Toms. Fuck that shit you take for heartburns. Fuck the Brady Bunch. Fuck bitches with braids. Fuck Moesha, who real name is Brandy, and that's too close to Brady. Fuck the Patriots. Fuck anybody being patriotic. Fuck all the states that make up New England. Fuck the Boston Tea Party. Fuck Sweet Tea. Fuck Kermit and his tea drinking ass. And fuck anybody that don't agree with my post. God damn.
Lil Duval said, the only time we acknowledge is Tom Coughlin. I get madder every time I see somebody from Philly happy. We supposed to be there, too.
I respect it.
Okay. So Tom Brady, the GOAT. Tom Brady, the greatest greatest football player in history.
Debatable last year, and now he's just running up the score.
Done. Like,
Without Gronk.
Yeah, he did that shit. The one guy everybody said you have to have.
Yeah. Jeez. Son, low-key, Bill Belichick is the Harvey Weinstein of football.
Where are you going with this?
I know what you're saying. I already follow.
So, I've thought about this. Harvey Weinstein was so cocky about how good he was at making movies that he didn't cast women based on their acting ability. He cast them based on how good they suck dick. Right? Mm-hmm. And Bill Belichick is so good at coaching, right?
Right.
He doesn't cast, like, players based on their offensive ability.
Right.
He casts them based on if they're Jewish and 5'6", right?
Like that's, and I thought about that when Danny Amendola.
Who the
comes
fuck
down
is this guy? He's about to get sent back with Dakka. Was Dakka about to send his ass back home? Some they shut down Dakka.
Fuck. He replaced Welker. They let Welker walk.
Yo,
and sign
that's
into a
why
deal.
Trump hasn't got rid of Dakka yet. Kraft called him up. He was like, "Listen, I need about 2 more months. We got to keep Danny
in
Amendola
March,
here.
You can get him.
Imagine.
You know, shut the government down for a couple weeks."
Speaking of Weinstein, you know he's into some weird, Belichick into some weird shit.
Oh.
Sexually into
Oh, you don't think this guy is a normal, regular guy? Doesn't it strike you as a normal
I think he fucks feet, but like dude's feet.
What?
Like, Like, he got like a Rex Ryan, like a.
I was about to say, like, was a Rex Ryan into some freak shit like that? Yeah.
With his wife.
Yikes.
And then he went with feet.
Wait, time out.
And it's his wife.
Hey, fellas, he had a tattoo.
He had a tattoo of Mark Sanchez's jersey on his calf or some shit like that. Some weird freaky shit.
Yeah, Mark got some nice ass feet. Nothing wrong with feet, bro. Yo, I weirded this girl out the other day by asking about her feet. Yeah. Oh, she came over to my apartment and, you know, she was wearing these boots and I got carpet in my apartment. I was like, yo, take it. And it felt uncomfortable because she thinks I'm trying to see her feet and shit. And I'm just like, don't ruin my carpet. You know what I mean? Like, so I was like, yo, can you take your boots off? And she's like, but I'm not wearing any shoes. And I smile, but I didn't mean to smile creepy, right? Like, to me, and I was like, I'm not wearing any. She goes, I'm not wearing any socks, and I was just like, you know, whatever. But in her mind, I was really like, yo, you're not wearing any socks. Oh my god, no socks. It's gonna be so good. This girl made me go to my room and get her a pair of socks to wear in the apartment, so I just didn't fetishize over her feet.
Did you get a quick look though?
Hell yeah.
How are they?
So if I was to break them down. A lot
Stop
of like,
licking your lips so much before you say this.
No. Well, no, my thick ass lips. I was no licking way. My thick ass lips.
No,
you see how Kaz cut his trim his beard around his lips because he didn't want some little lip slander?
That was my bevel blade. I had to make sure my shit was sharp.
Anyway, no, but she has some good feet.
You can't not talk about feet without licking your lips. I've noticed that about you.
Because I love feet. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
You just licking your lips. That was like a lot of lips. Yeah. That was like
I had to get some saliva on them. When you got big lips like me, they get chapped.
You don't have big lips, bro. We're not doing this again.
Bruh. You see how hard it is for me to say bruh?
I'm not doing this.
You see how hard it is? I could barely get out of bruh. My B's are hard as I gotta be Crip just so I could not say B's. It's so difficult. You know what I mean? Like, real talk, if you got thick lips, you got Crip.
Yo, nah, bro.
Put that on a shirt.
But I've never been a fan of feet.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate great feet. Like,
fair.
You're a fan?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
You know what? Maybe that's me.
My boy. That's the only way he's going to carry on his pink case if his girl got some good ass feet.
Hell yeah.
This, like, you could tell. Like,
if her shit was not descending order, I'm out.
Just the fact that this dog is here.
Your New York skyline looking feet. One toe hella tall, one toe small, one toe hella tall.
I mean, the fact that this dog is here speaks to the quality of Akasha's girl's feet.
Yeah, I need bars of service. You know what I mean? This shit should look like a Verizon.
LTE.
Exactly, bro. Let me get that LTE feet. Fucking around out here, bro. Shit.
Yo, you ever seen the girl with the third toe longest?
I don't believe in hitting women. I believe.
Oh my God.
I believe if your third toe is longer, I should be able to stub it. I should be able to kick that shit back to where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. There was a Subway advertisement of Kourtney Kardashian, and I was like, let me see his feet. 100%. That's the first thing you look at. And the third toe was longer. I was like, this is the ugliest.
No.
This bitch uglier than Khloe, fam.
Come on. Wait.
Third toe longest.
Kourtney is the
There's
other
a,
one.
On the 49th Street Subway I get into every day.
Yeah.
This is the subway I take to come here. Actually, there's a subway ad for one of her whatever.
So Kourtney her Kardashian third toe is the long.
Third toe. It goes. Big toe, then a short middle toe. I was like, all right, that's what's up. I like where this is going. Then third toe just juts the fuck out. That shit just shoots out of there.
So her
man.
Feet are always saying
like
fuck
a hungry,
you.
Hungry hippo just shoots out. You know what I mean? That's not her shit.
Nah, you got to keep a closed toe right there.
Yeah, right. That's an advertisement. That didn't cross your mind.
That's why her personality's so good. Yeah. She got to make up for that fucked up ass foot, right? Like, we've always been saying, yo, she's a cool one. She got to be cool. Girl got hungry hippo feet. The fuck we talking
every
about?
Every time she wanted to yell at Scott, she just looked down like, huh, never mind.
Yo, Scott, how you got divorced by a chick with a long ass third toe?
Bruh.
Come on, Scott.
How do you shop for shoes like that?
Bro, you don't shop for shoes with that shit.
You're just open toes for everything.
Nah, she's out here wearing Birkenstocks all the time.
Yo, fuck her three-prong outlet feet.
We're mad judgmental of feet now. Like,
yeah,
now
so what? I feel like you could objectify feet and it's fine. Because we all got feet.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? Objectifying pussies and titties and shit like that, that's fucked up.
That's rude.
But we all
that.
Got feet. My feet are fucked up.
Yeah. Mine are terrible.
My shit got better.
My shit got better?
Yeah. I'm starting to take more pedicures and shit. And
son, I don't know if that or this case is worse. I really don't know what.
Listen,
to,
bro,
I was really about to defend the case. Go. I see his face.
It's not
cringe.
About the case. About the cute ass dog in the crate. Fuck out of here, like you wouldn't carry on a pink crate for a dog this cute. I'm gonna get him a blue one. But he's still cute as fuck.
It's a very cute dog.
I'll be honest. I can't call a dog like that.
Like, I know.
I didn't naturally call it a girl.
I'm gonna be completely real. Yeah. When someone says she and I'm just walking him with like the blue, I'm like, oh, it's he.
Yeah.
But when it's a pink crate and someone says she, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah,
I get it.
Much.
You're right. I'm just, it's just she because I don't even want to defend this.
That's why she's not barking. That's why she's so calm. It's like, you got me in this pink ass fucking case. Got me fucked up, bro. Watch when you let me, I'm biting the shit out of everybody.
Man.
Oh, shit.
I'm so heated.
Cute as hell, though, man. Love this dog.
It's all right.
Don't hate, bro.
Don't hate, bro.
Don't hate, bro. Don't hate on Happy, dog. Happy don't deserve that.
Happy.
Was Happy chilling, get, Happy get a feature credit on this week's episode?
Hell yeah.
Like special guest feature Happy the Happy. Dog.
That's the feature. All right, what else going on? So we want to do Super Bowl predictions? We got time.
Yeah, all right. Well, you really think Philly's going to win a Super Bowl?
All right, fine.
They got a shot, man. They got a shot. I hope they get their asses beat. I will buy a Brady jersey and wear it the next episode.
I'm rooting for Philly.
If they win.
If New England wins. I don't like the fact that New England is about to have more Super Bowls than the Cowboys if they win. But I don't give a fuck.
There's a vested interest there.
Philly don't deserve one. No, because New England would have. I shouldn't want them to win.
Okay.
But Philly don't deserve one.
Because you think they're just bad people?
There's a lot of just shitty people. Why y'all get a Super Bowl? I believe in justice
and
a just God.
They don't deserve that happiness.
I believe in a just God.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You can't give a city like that no fucking Super Bowl.
Like
they
karma.
Want it more than anything.
Karma
be nicer.
Always comes back around.
Yeah.
It always comes back around.
If Philly stops punching fucking police horses and beating up brown people outside of games like fucking Silver Linings Playbook. That's authentic ass Philly movie. They were just beating up minorities.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and every Philly person I grew up with that saw that, they're like, yeah, that's pretty much, yeah, that's how I am. I'm like, God damn, I'm not going back there. I only go there for Made in America Fest, and that's it.
That's it.
I spent mad time there, and I'm telling you, you get in altercations with people where you're just like, why are you like this?
People just angry over there.
God will give you something when you start being nicer. And I'm not willing to give up this Philly curse.
And Meek can't even enjoy it.
Meek in jail because Philly sucks. Meek in jail because of y'all. That's your fault. You're out here talking about free Meek. Talking about free Meek. Why don't you be a little nicer. Step up your customer service game.
It's fucking terrible.
God,
man,
probably saw somebody trying to get a return in Philly. He was like, yo, fuck this whole city.
But as deeply as we all feel for Philly, I can't in my heart of hearts root for the Patriots and Tom Brady. I just can't, dog. I'm like, literally anybody but you, Tom. Like,
I'm
anybody but
Eagles.
You, I'll be happy.
I'm rooting for the Eagles, but I don't think it's... I mean, I just don't think it's in their destiny.
You ain't putting no money on there.
No.
Philly
no.
curse. Philly this curse. Is this would be the best. If they got the worst possible pick they could get in the draft while still losing the Super Bowl, that'd be great.
Oh,
wow.
And man, usually, Atlanta broke a cycle, but like normally teams that lose the Super Bowl don't make it back to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I guess Seattle did too, but that's not a thing that normally happens.
Yeah. Well, they won the first time they went. It's like, it's when you lose the first one that it's hard
if you
to get back.
The Super Bowl losers typically does not make the playoffs the next year.
It's usually not like I see you next
or
year.
Or they lose like second round. Like you don't see that often.
Oh. But my heart says the Eagles, man. I want them to win.
They have a chance.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
I'm going to say Patriots 24-16, but the Eagles do have a chance.
I think they have a chance simply for the fact that Ajayi's running the ball really well, and you can tell that the Patriots, when they had trouble last night, was when Yeldon and Fournette were just ripping off these big runs off of them, and I think they could pull that off, man. Like, I think the way that their offense is set up, I mean, it's hard to outscore a Patriots team at the Super Bowl. You know, most of the times that they go to the Super Bowl, it's usually like a lower type scoring affair.
Right.
You're gonna have to at least put up like maybe 30 points to beat them.
But the thing is, when they lost the Super Bowls, they lost 17-14, and whatever they had the next time wasn't many. They didn't score a lot.
That's true. Because, I know the Philly defense is pretty good.
They're good.
I don't know if it's Giants.
And
good.
I said Foles is Bortles. Foles is better, and they got better receivers.
They do.
I don't think Ajayi is as good as Fournette. I don't think their defense is quite as good. I don't think their corners are quite as good. Mm. I still think the Patriots win because Belichick, you just can't bet against this motherfucker in Brady.
Yeah, trust me. I'm betting with my heart, not my mind.
I'm kind of betting with my heart, too, because yeah. I don't... Also, my girl is from Philly, and she don't even watch football, and she's in here bragging about it, oh, making God. Fun of the Cowboys. That's I'm like, yo, fucking worst, lose, forever. Lose forever.
That's the fucking worst, though. Like, I feel like every woman I know who's not from New York is an Eagles fan.
You know what the problem
like,
is?
Where the fuck did they all come from?
I don't know. But let me tell you a problem with just when women watch sports in general, and my girl don't watch sports, but it's the same. With dudes, if you go to a bar and you're watching sports with dudes, there's like a line where you know I could get punched in the face if I cross this line.
Yeah,
women don't have that line. I watched the Patriots-Giants Super Bowl with a bunch of people, and one of the girls is this Jersey trash-ass Giants fan.
Yeah.
She's like pounding her chest at good plays, like, and I'm like, this
gosh,
is gross.
Relax.
And I'm just kind of quietly, because I don't like the Giants, I'm kind of quietly.
First off, any girl who's pounding her chest
it's disgusting.
Like this
and she's immediate. A 110-pound Indian girl. I'm like, get out of my fucking face, you look ridiculous. And I'm kind of quietly like, I'm not arguing with her. I let her root for it. But like, if the Patriots have a good play, I'm like, all right, good deal. That's what's up. Yeah. She's literally yelling 2 inches from my face when the Patriots lost, and I'm like, you should get knocked the fuck out.
You know, this is exactly why I watch Knicks games by myself. Because I cross that line. I cross that line all the time. Like, don't let it be like earlier this season when the Knicks are doing good.
Yeah.
I could not watch it with people because I would cross that line habitually. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, let's go. I'm clapping mad hard. Like, I'm calling out fucking, like, defensive screens and switches and shit. Like, I'm calling out fucking outlets. I'm calling out every play like I'm fucking Jeff Hornacek. And I'm just like, I'm annoying as fuck because if the Knicks lose, somebody's going to want to give me that same energy.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to want to punch you in the face.
Oh, for sure.
And then that's
and
why.
And you big, so you get away with a lot of
exactly,
shit.
Exactly.
But
so I'm like, I can't do
seeing
that.
Seeing a little 5-foot girl with your confidence is just like, that's not necessary.
Well, I mean, like, that's the thing, though. Like, that's why watching sports with girls, like, isn't that fun because they don't have that line. They'll just, they will annoy you to the point.
No, they don't give a fuck. Nah. They don't get it. They don't understand the line that is, I will get the shit kicked out of me. I'll tell you what, though. I watched the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight at an Irish bar in Philly.
Oh.
And I was quiet as fuck, but then I got so tired of listening to these motherfuckers talk. When Floyd started knocking out Floyd, I was going crazy to the point that, like, I had to leave as soon as they called the fight. I was like, we gotta get out of here.
No.
I was going nuts.
I, specifically for that reason, when I watched that fight, I watched it at home. I ordered it at home.
You ordered? See, I ordered it.
I couldn't do that. I had a UFC fight pass, but here was the jig. Everybody listen here. So I never ordered a UFC fight before.
Right.
So I ordered it on the card. And then my card got lost that night when I went out.
Ooh.
So when they charged me on Monday, it was to an old card. They were like, oh, we need you to update the card. I'm like, I'm not ordering another UFC fight. You kidding me? I'm not ordering another boxing match on this shit.
That's
fuck
the
y'all.
Most immigrant shit
so
ever.
I was like, so you just want my $100? Fuck that. No, you're good. Whatever. Cancel it. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, that's the most immigrant shit ever.
It was the jig, bro. Like,
How long did your parents have you getting eaten off the kids' menu or like getting into Six Flags as a child?
Yeah.
I was 17 before my dad was like, all right.
I had to hold off on being 5'10 for like a good couple of years.
Oh, he crouched down.
So I had that girl spurt. And I was like, yeah, you know, we could put you on this roller coaster, but it's literally dangerous and you might die. So yeah, no, I absolutely finagled that Floyd Mayweather McGregor fight. And it was brilliant, man. If it wasn't for my immigrant parents.
we learned how to scam, bro.
We're just talking about how, you know, when you watch certain sports with people, there's a line that you cross as far as excitement. And this is exactly why I watch Knicks games by myself. Because I'm up here clapping like, yeah, let's go.
Kill that motherfucker.
Slide, calling out switches on screens, calling out all this other shit.
Do you use sports bars in general? In general, I just don't want to do that, so I don't really focus sports bars.
It depends. I like the comfort of my own home.
I love that.
Same.
I prefer probably that, but if it means I get to hang out with my friends, then I'll do that.
Yeah, I go in groups.
If it's like 5 or 6 of us and we're there and it's almost like a living room, that's fine. Then there's no cleanup afterwards, etc. But I don't mind. I mind at all watching a game completely alone by myself.
Same.
At home.
I love it.
It's rare that, unless I'm at the game, it's rare that I'll watch a Knick game with somebody who's like, someone I'm not dating. That's the only way I'm watching. Like, if I'm watching my friends, I'm annoying.
Yeah.
And if you're not a Knicks fan, if they lose, you're going to want to give me the same exact energy I gave you because I'm so fucking obnoxious. Yeah. And then I'm going to get pissed off and I'm either going to have to walk away or, like, if I'm in a bar, like, that's when fisticuffs usually happen. Not saying it happens to me.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, that there's that line that all men have when you're, like, cheering on a sport, a team at a sports bar, and women just don't have that line.
That's why I don't watch sports with women. Can't do it unless I have to. Actually, Alex brought up a good point. If it's not a Knicks game, we would like to do it. We should do a watch party at a bar. If any Flagrant 2 listeners are bar owners,
I'm with it.
Let's have some fans.
Let's do it.
For whatever.
Oh, okay.
Super Bowl would be dope. We can line that up. Let's line it up.
Need to start doing these things, man. We need to have.
We got to go and touch the people, man.
We got to have like a Flagrant 2 3-on-3 tournament.
Facts.
Where the teams play. And then whoever wins the tournament
plays us.
Yeah. One of you guys got to be smaller than 5'10", though. I'll give you 5'10".
What if we do that? We have different parameters to make the team up. Like, you have to have one East Asian. You have to have one. Like, yo. So instead of just stacking
the only
a team,
three, you have to get one white guy, one black guy,
different
one brown
races.
Guy.
One person under 6 feet.
Facts.
This is good.
Assemble your crew, exactly. Flagrant 2 listeners.
Yo.
Flagrant 2 out here making the world a more diverse place.
Find your white friend with a jump shot.
Yo.
Find your short brown friend. Find your medium-sized black guy.
Yo, and then we out.
Short
brown friend with a mean-ass up fake. My up fake is the illest, dog. I got the realest up fake on
Earth.
You're
the up and under king?
My up fake is no joke,
get
dog.
Get him jumping. Huh?
Is that on video?
Sell it with your eyes.
Oh, shit.
So we got to do a 3-on-3. We got to do a 3-on-3 tournament.
I'm so with it.
Let's do it, bro.
Fuck yeah. We got to do that. We got to do the watch party. We got to really make these things happen,
I really just want to touch the people, man. Especially this past week, I feel like we got like a lot of like great feedback from like the fans and shit. And
yeah,
just like,
man, some fans came out to my Philly show. Shouts to them. I forget their names, unfortunately. But one of them was saying he had listened twice already and was making his girl listen to it, so he was going to listen to it for a third time.
Do that, y'all.
We love that, man.
We love that shit, man. Yeah.
We really appreciate that.
Keep us growing, man.
Let us know if you guys fuck with Patreon. Everybody keeps telling me we should.
Everybody's telling us about this shit.
Everybody's on Patreon. And if you're familiar with it, how you guys do it, if there are any podcasts that you guys do support with it, you could DM us and just let us know what your experience with it is, how it is, because, you know, we want to do something obviously the people want to do, but we want that direct connection. We don't want nobody telling us what the fuck to do.
Right.
All right? I want to have a Maltese poodle on the desk for Flagrant 2.
Chilling, bro.
Chilling?
My man is chilling. Cute
this
as
is how, this, how
this has not cute as he'll ever be because he got neutered a few, like, 10 days ago and you can't bathe him for 2 weeks.
Took your dog
so it's not as fluffy.
You have to in New York. They make you, fam. Because my girl works, I work, so we take him to a daycare, and they just won't accept him. He's not neutered after like 8 months.
That's foul.
You gotta cut off balls. That's what Manhattan does to you. Cucks you up.
Hold on. So you cut his balls off, and then you put him in a pink carrying case.
Yeah, man. My man is really struggling.
That's psychotic, man. Are you kidding me? You're gonna cut my balls off and carry it in a case?
Bro, he colorblind though, so he don't know it's pink.
Well, that's good.
I'm gonna get him.
You can feel it though.
Yeah, you can feel the judgment.
You can feel everybody looking at him like, "Hey, man,
you got this Caitlyn Jenner dog." You know what I mean? Caitlyn.
Yo, gosh, is so pissed off.
I'm gonna call
your
dog Caitlyn, bro.
He's a man.
Caitlyn, dog.
You can't be cutting off your dog.
Yo, I'm going on
pieces and shit.
Bro, most dogs is neutered. You gotta get him neutered.
I ain't neutered my dog.
Gotcha.
Got no dog.
That's true.
You had a cat that was a piece of shit.
And I might have neutered that motherfucker.
You neutered the motherfucker. You did neuter the motherfucker.
I did neuter him, and I felt bad about that shit. I did.
You got it, though.
But I thought it would start, like, biting me less and scratching me less.
Yo, your cat is you. He's just an asshole, just fucks with people for no reason.
Yo.
We stayed at your place one time. My girl's actually allergic. She was fucked up the next day, but
my bad for letting you guys stay at my place.
No, it's all good. No, it's not your fault.
The guilt.
I'm supposed to feel bad for letting you smash your girl on my fucking bed and not talk about it.
Did it happen?
Maybe did you?
Oh,
definitely got
man.
A mean hand job. You definitely got some rubbing.
No, I don't think I did that either.
Not even a rubbing tug, nothing.
Why
Y'all didn't make out?
I don't remember.
You didn't get a boner and put it on my mattress?
That shit. Something sexual happened on his bed.
That shit's even more disrespectful. How you gonna sleep belly down with your dick imprinted on my memory foam mattress? My mattress remembers that dick, bro. That shit is.
Damn, I at least did that. You right about that? I at least did that. You right about that. I at least did that. I had to. What you
the very least.
That's biology.
Coming back to my
fucking. Part of the deal,
apartment.
Man.
I'm feeling
dick
this,
is getting on
this
your
groove
bed.
The size of a travel toothpaste. I'm like, what are my memories? What are my memory foam mattress got a groove the size of a travel toothpaste, man? What the fuck is going on?
That's funny.
Oh, shit.
But what I was saying, it wasn't about, I was actually saying this because it's funny, because I had my girl stay at a place where she's allergic to cats, knowing she's allergic to cats. Yo, this guy. She fucked up the next day.
That could be the most Indian thing ever. Yo, should we get a $50 a night hotel from hotel.com?
This New York, you ain't getting no $50 a night hotel in New York, fam.
You looked it up.
Believe I looked it up. Priceline Express deals wasn't even popping. That's my go-to.
That shit was like $75.
Hotel tonight's the shit, man.
Look at New York, that shit is 500.
Thrifty ass Indian ever. He literally, it was $99 for the hotel, and he looked at his girl like, you could sneeze. You're gonna be all right.
Took like
2 or 3 days.
She was a rider. She was like, nah, don't worry about it. Because there were other places we were looking at. She's like, don't worry about it. I'll just take 2 Zyrtec instead. And she got fucked up. But here's where the cat was really fucking with her. First of all, Andrew don't got no door in his bathroom, or he did in his old spot. It was just, you just walked in, pissed, shit, whatever. And so she's peeing, and then the cat runs in, jumps into the tub, and then like leaps at the curtain as my girl is peeing.
Oh, shit.
And my girl freaks the fuck out. Like, this
it's like
cat
a fucking
is,
horror movie.
And let me tell you something. If Andrew is a cat, is that not exactly what the fuck he does?
Y'all want to know some real shit? Like, I've played the prank where I just pretend to be in the shower waiting for someone to go pee. And then once they go pee, I just scare them. So, yeah, that cat really is me. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And you know the most ironic thing is? I hated that cat.
He's the worst cat ever. He's insufferable, dog.
I know. Like, I'm starting
to
now
you know how people feel about you.
When people feel upset at me, it's like, I get it now, y'all. I get it. Thank you.
He's always fighting for no reason.
The cats are just dicks in general, man. Yeah, like I've never met like a cool fucking cat.
I hate cats, bro.
Cats suck.
But not to go too much about violence on the show, but I watched this Errol Spence fight this weekend.
Oh.
And
yeah, I heard about this.
Errol Spence, mm-hmm. he fought, I can't believe
some guy.
No. I remember who he fought immediately. Errol Spence. Oh, Lamont Peterson.
Okay.
Lamont Peterson, former world title holder. A great story, homeless in D.C., gets taken in about 10 years old, him and his brother, by this boxing trainer who becomes their like surrogate father, and it's just like a beautiful situation. Anyway, so he goes and fights Errol Spence. Errol Spence Jr. is the most relentless boxer I've seen.
Compare him to someone.
Could be in my life.
Really?
He's like young Floyd, only instead of counterpunching and being on the defense, he's attack. And just go.
Mm.
It's like Marvin Hagler, but I don't know if people know Hagler, but like relentless, like, and does it with a smile on his face. He's a Texas kid, originally from Long Island, but moved when he was 1 year old down to Dallas. And he is just the sweetest little adorable kid. But when he's in that ring, he is a fucking monster. And I think he will be the best boxer of this generation. He will be our next Floyd Mayweather.
Really?
That is high fucking praise.
Good. He is that technically sound. He's got that good of a chin, but he's more exciting than Floyd. Floyd is only exciting to us boxing fans.
Yeah.
This guy's exciting to the average person. Dude, round five. If you watch one round of this fight, just watch round five. It's unfucking believable.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are just, dude, it was everything you want from a boxing match. There's everything that you could have possibly wanted.
Now, it seems like the welterweight division always looks like it's the more exciting division.
Yeah, because all the big guys play football.
All the big guys play football.
They play football or basketball.
Just,
it's really
what it
is.
Just kind of slow. And like, I've seen a couple. Who's that big English dude, that black dude?
Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, yeah. I saw him in Klitschko's fight. And I was like, this is cool, but it's just too slow for
my
taste.
It's not as exciting. Yeah, and Mexicans don't grow that big.
Yeah.
And they run the sport.
And they're the ones that get in there.
It's where whatever division has the Mexicans is going to be the most exciting division.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's just because they happen to be the most exciting fighters.
Yeah, they're the Warriors. You're the one that told me about
Aztec Warriors, bro. But anyway, if you guys are into boxing, you're into fight sports, even if you're into MMA, I think you'd really appreciate this fight because it is nonstop fucking brutality.
Mm.
And he's the truth.
And that's the type of fight I like to watch, man. Like, I don't... Like, you're a boxing enthusiast. Yeah. So, like, I can appreciate the science of a good fight. But, like, at the end of the day, I just want to see people, like, fucking clobber each other.
Absolutely.
That's why the UFC was popping for a little bit. It's kind of falling off. Not for nothing.
You know what I think dictates how big of a sport fan you are of that sport is how much bad of that sport you are.
Told you we're not giving a fuck out here. We hard on hoes. We hard on colons.
Did the fart come through the audio, Alex?
Yeah, definitely
I
had
hope
to.
So. I hope so.
Because I heard the shit from here.
Alex out here in Yeezys again, man.
Ooh, okay.
I stay questioning you and your girl's relationship, Lee, bro. Dressed. There's no way that shit is
her,
stable,
bro. You're stealing from
no,
her.
No, I'm saying it gotta be in trouble. This motherfucker comes in dressed up every week.
Yo, true that. Yo, watch
you trying?
Out.
You just want to get on camera because we'll throw you on. It's not an issue, man. We like you.
Off, man.
Yo, shorties that listen to this podcast, yo, slide into Alex DMs real quick.
No.
Yeah, send him some feet. You know what I mean? Send him some nice feet.
This is a faithful ass podcast.
It really is.
This is a faithful ass podcast.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
We need Andrew to offset that shit.
Yeah.
Nah. No, I'm trying to have a wife. I'm trying to get into my wifey shit.
Which is cool. You keep trying, but you like your cat. Nobody
I'll be
wants
failing.
You.
Yeah, I'll be failing.
Like,
I'll be trying, but I'll be failing.
It's
you know
hard,
what I mean?
Bro.
It's hard. I know.
Hard,
no, you
bro.
Back
it's,
in the game.
I mean, yeah, a little
you
bit.
Oh, no, you're not.
A little bit. I mean,
you
I'm kind of, I'm, it's, we're working.
We're working.
I'm a work. I'm a working
He's
progress.
A restricted free agent.
I'm a restricted free agent.
Yo, he's trying to franchise tag him. Yo, that is hilarious. Only on Flavor 2 will you get the sports record.
Somebody comes with an offer. She got to come match that. That money.
That's crazy.
That
I'm sorry, Bo, but we doing anal now. That's just what it is. I've been hanging out with these white bitches, and they open to a lot more things.
Yo, y'all niggas is crazy.
Real talk.
Yo.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Golly.
But yeah, it's hard out here, man. Like, relationships, it's literally the hardest thing you'll ever do. Like, you have to maintain the happiness of another whole human.
It's insanely hard, like, man. Everybody told me it's work, and that shit is work.
It is work.
It's harder than any work I've done, maybe including comedy.
Facts. You will never do anything harder in your life than trying to maintain a stable relationship. I've heard, like with kids, like, when you have kids, most of the time, and I'm not a parent, so I wouldn't really know, but it's like... You have like that instinctive nature to care for this person. Like, that's your child. Like, even if the parents go their separate ways, like, you're still always gonna have love for that child, yo. To make the relationship work, though, like, to keep that shit stable is difficult.
That's why incest is dope.
Wow. Okay. I'm not touching that.
I'm just saying.
I'm touching it.
What about
I realized last week when I re-listened to the episode because it was so fun. And there's moments where we gotta just indulge the crazy.
What is it?
And when we back off, we lose great moments.
No, I'm
just
not saying.
Like,
I'm
the
not
reason
saying
you
not
love
back
your
off.
Kid. The reason you love your kid is because it's part of you. You know what I mean? The reason you love your family is because it's part of you. This girlfriend is not part of you, so you gotta work at the love.
Well,
why don't you make your girlfriend your cousin? Now you love her. It's already love. It's already investment. You already got the same name and shit.
The worst idea.
I'm just saying.
No real logical merit whatsoever. Most people don't even like their cousins.
I was about to say, like, I like
my
cousin.
Find one you like.
Why people in particular don't like their cousins?
Yeah, we don't fuck with our family, though.
Yo, that's a real thing, because
we rich.
I know.
You only like your family when you're poor.
Yeah.
That's a poor person thing. When you're rich, it's your family's calling you like, yo, can I get a loan? You know what I mean? When you're poor, it's just cool
that's
love.
How I feel about feminism. Oh, you only give a fuck when you're rich. And then I'm like, what are you rich? What the fuck are you complaining about?
Son, that's how I felt about it. I was watching the Golden Globes, and I promise we'll get back to sports. Or not the Golden Globes. One of these stupid fucking award shows.
Oh, those shits are vile to me.
Son.
Vile.
When I was young, I didn't get it.
But I've been saying this for years.
Facts. So when I was young, I was like, oh, this is cool. These stars are there. When I'm old, I'm realizing, yo, it's a bunch of millionaires.
Yes.
Who aren't happy enough with being millionaires and having fame. They want a whole show celebrating how great they are when they're already millionaires and fame. It is disgusting.
And then they get on a fucking podium to make a speech and talk about some politician's tweet and they don't give a fuck about poor people. Meanwhile, you have literally fenced off the common people.
Yeah.
They're not allowed within 100 yards
the wall.
Of you walking on a red royal carpet
yeah.
with a $50,000 dress. Go fuck yourselves. Yeah. Every one of these motherfuckers is Aziz Harper. Harvey Weinstein, whoever. Every actor is dead.
How dare Trump want to build a wall between here and Mexico? How I get into your gated community?
Yeah, exactly.
How can I get in there?
Trees block your fucking house?
Hedges? Oh, you got hedges? What are those hedges?
You have a bodyguard, so nobody can talk to you?
Okay, just making sure. Okay. Why? Because you have more money where you live and you want to keep the poor people out. Yeah, I wonder if that's similar to a situation with nation states. Oh, I don't know. God. Maybe there might be something with that.
Fucking losers. You're all fucking losers.
That being said, if you nominate me for something, I'll be there in a fucking
I'm going to be there.
I'll be wearing all black.
Y'all motherfuckers can burn your Oscar and Grammy nomination.
You want a Grammy nomination coming, Cass?
I mean, y'all can burn
that one at least. Well, you can burn the Grammys.
Well, here's my
hottest.
First off,
alcohol party of the year goes to
spoken word.
Doucet Palooza.
Doucet Palooza. God damn it.
Doucet Palooza.
Shout out to the whole squad, man. Doucet Palooza. We out here. LA. See you February 17th.
Yeah, boy. You doing it in Atlantic City?
Los Angeles.
February 17th.
Yeah.
Oh, so you already there for All Star Weekend?
Already. Oh shit, we in.
That's right after that shit. Yeah.
That's what's up. You girls right about to get the shot podcast, up with some Doucet.
Brand, fam.
Yo, is that me too? Fam. If you squirt a you know girl how- with with alcohol in her face and she don't want it, how do you know she wants it?
Well, here's the thing.
You know how Kirk Cousins, you like, why would you stay with the Redskins? Yeah. Cass, you're going to be throwing the biggest party in the country on All-Star Weekend.
Yo.
Test the free agent waters.
Literally shoot girls in the mouth. It's allowed. Like, they come to you with their mouths open.
To be fair,
this is the fucking 80s again, dude.
This is true. But here's the thing, like when I first started doing it,
yeah,
I did kind of feel like, all right, this might be a little degrading.
Feminist.
This might be a little degrading.
I guess, which is gayer than Happy's Crate. I don't give a fuck.
No, we don't give a fuck.
We out here.
Hey, go on, guys, with the LGBTQ argument. Go on with your LGBTQ.
All I'm saying is, after like the first,
go on, Cass.
After like the first
go
three
on,
or four
that,
shows,
hit that libidiqua.
I'm squirting water gun. Libidiqua.
Libidiqua. It's libidiqua.
After like the first three or four times, like you shoot a girl in the mouth with water gun.
Yeah.
They see it on Instagram. They see it on Snapchat. They see it on the Twitter. They see it on the video.
You get used to it.
It's part of the experience.
That's how American soldiers feel like in Afghanistan.
I don't even ask. Like, as soon as they see me walk out with the gun.
That's crazy.
As soon as they see me walk out with the gun, they're just like,
on.
My girl, get my girl, get my girl.
Yeah.
They have the
phones.
It's part of the moment. So it's like, it's not really degrading, though. It's not anymore, anyway.
Yo, don't even put the word out there because then people think it is. Listen, it's not
don't
degrading.
Inception that
it's
idea.
Fun.
If a girl, yeah, don't
it's
inception
fucking
ahead.
Fun.
If a girl wants it, it's not degrading.
Mm.
Okay. We should do that at the women's march next
Bro,
year.
Do you understand?
I went to the water gun.
Do you understand
Henny?
How much?
I went to this women's march. I didn't tell you. I thought it was slut week or slut march.
What, the slut walk?
I went to this women's march thinking it's the slut march. You know what I mean? Like,
you were highly
like,
disappointed.
Why these bitches got their clothes on? I thought we sluts today. All these girls acting all proud and shit. Got different signs. I'm like, yo, what's good, sluts?
Oh my God.
What's good?
Oh man.
But these fucking slides were
y'all
so upset at me.
Disappointed.
Anyway.
Bro, Andrew has the funniest Instagram video on the Women's March. If you get his Instagram, see his Women's March video. His question of the day or whatever is so fucking funny, man.
I even forgot what that shit was.
You said something like, of course I'm going to be at the Women's March. I'm going to go. It's very important that we go. I'm going to be at the front because women are bad at directions.
Oh, I want to lead it. I did. I told you that. That's why I was saying I want to lead it because I want you to get lost and end up into a bad neighborhood where the guys were sexually harassed.
And then he goes, matter of fact, we need to keep you safe. I think next year we should do the Women's March inside.
That's true.
Finish that up.
Yeah. We do it inside, and we just have a big kitchen so they could walk from one.
Okay. All right.
No, you walk from.
No.
Think
I'm
about
not
it.
Touching that.
Thank God we have women to touch the cooking stuff.
And we're
listen,
all through
it.
You sell the I'm not touching
you
that
You don't want
shirt?
Some Women's
nah.
March muffins?
I
don't want that
The I'm not touching that shirts will be available
we
on Flagrant 2
We should sell that to women for dudes who are sexually harassing
yes,
them.
I'm not touching that. And a girl, it will be a girl's ass, and then Kaz's face, it will just be I'm not touching that. That would be beautiful. Listen, we out here, bro. It's lit. We don't give a fuck. Y'all could suck my dick.
You know, I'm upset. We're going to get back to sports. The last thing.
Yeah.
I did a show last night, and I did relationship stuff, and I teased my girl throughout my set, whatever. And then after the set, the hosts get up. And if, as a comic, if you're hosting a show and the comic before you didn't bomb,
yeah.
whatever, you're good. If he bombs, you got to address it. I did as well as you could do, and Caroline's wasn't really popping like that. Yeah. But it was like, yeah, I did it as well as anybody else. And then this white feminist gets a bed, who I like, but she was like, give it up for Akash's girlfriend for putting up with that. And I was like, now I can't respond because I got off stage. Yeah. And I was just like, what are white women so fucking up in arms
Why
about?
Why are they fucking brave?
I couldn't, and that just really just drove me the fuck crazy because that's my, I love this, but that's my heart stand up. Don't fuck with my set after I get off stage. And then I was just on a rampage. I called my girl. And I'm not going to say who. No, I'm not going to say who.
Why?
Okay, I think she's cool people. I just think she hadn't been in the game super long, so she doesn't know. Like, that's just not some shit you do. Yeah. But she should know now. Soon
was
you
it
should
funny
know.
Enough to justify?
No, give it up for Akash. And no one left. So then she tweaked it to, because I did a bit about being sick and women taking care of us. And she's like, give it up for Akash's girlfriend.
Oh, gosh.
For being so good to him
Stand
when he's sick.
Beef.
And it's like, no, I don't hate her. I just don't. It just got me on this, like, I just see these.
It's on site.
Yo, at the end of the day, it's funny as
white,
funny.
I mean,
as
if we're going to shit on feminism just for a smidge, white woman feminism.
I got to really parse
is
out my feelings.
Way different than, like, actual wanting equal rights for women. And, like, you know, sort of that type of shit. There's a whole different thing at play when it comes. I'm not going to say all white women, but most white women. Like, they are with you to a point, and I've seen it. I was raised by black women, like nothing but black women.
Yeah.
And they are with you to a point. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're with you right up until it's us against them. And then that's when Trump shit happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I see where you're coming from.
I'm just in a mood.
But it's.
No, white women want, you know, white women want, I think, black women to get out there and march so that they could steal their men.
Yeah.
As a white woman, like, Delilah.
Oh, God.
Delilah, Sarah, are all the black chicks out there, are they marching? Are they supporting women's rights?
Okay.
All
right.
Let's all go over to Tyrone's house and suck his dick. But I'll be honest, I'm not gonna.
Oh my God! I'm cackling! Oh, fuck!
Poor black girls come home from a hard day of marching. They've been marching all fucking day, holding up their stupid signs.
Oh,
you know, the dumb signs about their ovary. We are ovary this. You know what I mean? The stupid ovary puns and shit.
Fucking terrible.
They come back all exhausted, feet all swollen and hurt. Oh, Tyrone's sitting on the couch, getting his dick sucked.
So anyway. The Cavaliers are on a tailspin right now.
Let's go.
Let's talk about the Cavs, man.
Yo,
it was only a couple weeks ago we were talking about, you know, I like the way they're made up, but IT looking healthy and, you know, Bron doing Bron things.
Yeah, we thought they won the fucking trade for Kyrie, I still kind of think they could, but
what's
damn.
What's wrong with them? What's wrong with them?
They're a 3-6 in the month of January.
But what do we think is wrong? What are they missing?
I don't know, dog. Is this interesting?
I don't think they're missing anything. They're just not good enough.
So what,
bro?
Everybody just got better? They were on a tear.
Yeah, bro, like, here's the thing. They're not playing to beat Detroit in the middle of January or Chicago on the regular season game. They're playing to eventually meet up with, I guess, Boston and then Golden State. Those two teams have looked clearly better than them.
Fair enough.
In the past. The Warriors, absolutely. Like,
so who do they trade for? What do they get?
Well, that's but here's my thing, though. Yeah. I hate that it always comes to this trade shit when it comes to LeBron. Like, it's like fucking Survivor. Every year, around February, it's like, all right, who's going to get cast off the fucking island this year? Right. You know what I'm saying? And it's always with these LeBron teams, and it's like, dog, you're just like, bro, like you can't do it, dog. You can't. Like, this Warriors team is too fucking loaded.
Okay, so
they
what
play
could,
to a,
what could make them?
Nothing. Someone has to get hurt. That is it.
So but they can't even beat decent teams. They're struggling with decent teams. So
they could eke out a good win. Like, I feel like, I do feel like they do have that switch that they could turn on when it's playoff time and it's like, you know, time to really.
I think they'd beat the Celtics in a 7-game series off of that switch. Off of the LeBron switch. LeBron.
I think LeBron can beat any team in the league by himself if he wants to, except the Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what I'm asking is, what piece would they need to beat the Warriors?
Any
piece that's out there. Let's just assume they can get
it. I don't know if he's
out there.
I don't know if he's attainable, what they would give up. I keep coming back to Avery Bradley for some reason.
They need a 3-and-D guy.
They need a 3-and-D guy, and he's a really good one.
You think that, what's his name, is just he's just not good enough? Jay Crowder.
I think he's
Jay
good, Crowder? But I think you need another.
They need another one. Because J.R. Smith has lost a couple steps.
You think J.R. has fallen off?
Yeah, he has.
And is it noticeable? Wow, that's interesting.
He's fallen off a little bit, and Shump has never been a real good scorer. He can play some defense, but like he's a liability on offense.
He's a playoff liability.
And, it's just you need wings that could score and defend. And especially when you got LeBron, who can get in the paint anytime he wants, like you need somebody to be able to take the pressure off of LeBron, guarding the Durants and the ADs of the world, whoever the Hardens of the world, and save his energy on offense. So you got to get him somebody. You need like a Courtney Lee. You need like a Vince Carter.
Avery Bradley,
a Wes Matthews.
Yeah.
But unless they're willing to part with that Brooklyn pick. I don't see them really improving significantly. They could make lateral moves, but there's no real move out there that makes them better. And that's if they're willing to give up with that Brooklyn pick. But that's where it comes back to with this LeBron shit, because it's like, we're not giving up that Brooklyn pick if we don't know if your ass is going
to
be here next
year. So here's the thing. This proves to me that he's not going to be there next year.
Exactly.
If he was going to be there next year, he would use the Brooklyn pick, trade for something, and he would improve the team to have a chance to win.
Where will he go, though?
I keep wondering. But they're just not...
Somewhere.
You're going to go be in the same conference as the Warriors and the Rockets, who, by the way, we should probably talk about
We should. But
like the Rockets, because okay, let's just finish the LeBron thing, though. So you think that the team isn't good enough for him to go?
I think they're not good enough for him to win. They might be good enough for him to go because of LeBron in the playoffs. Playoff LeBron is
just
LeBron.
Stupid. Yeah. I think they have enough talent. I just don't think that I don't think they're coached well.
I don't think LeBron has ever been coached that well.
LeBron doesn't need it because he'll coach, but the Lakers themselves, I think if the Lakers had a better coach, I think if the Lakers, the exact team, the exact team the Lakers had now, if Brad Stevens was their coach, they're a playoff contender.
Tinfoil hat time. I think if LeBron leaves, he's going to San Antonio.
I would love that.
And that's why they're holding out with Kawhi. And like the whole Kawhi thing has been kind of fishy with the injury. Have you read about this?
So I've heard from the ticket, somebody had an inside source at Dallas Station. He had an inside sports.
My mind is about to explode.
Spurs sources said nothing about LeBron, but just they're actually worried about his career at this point, Kawhi. Quietly, they're worried he's never going to be the same. And that's why they're being quiet. And apparently it's caused some beef in the organization because Kawhi doesn't think the Spurs organization, like the team doctors, did a good job with him. So he's getting this treated independently. So they're like, we kind of don't know what's going on. We don't know if this is ever going to be the same. Mm-hmm. They're worried.
Yeah, I think so. Remember we brought that video up when he was walking on the airport and stuff. And it wasn't like, you know, there's like regular basketball limps when you're like, you know, you got a little ding. Like this motherfucker looked like he was just coming back from fucking Vietnam, like the way he was walking up that airplane. Yeah. Like it was rough to see. But tinfoil hat, I mean, you look at that lineup outside of Kevin Love, that's basically the bulk of your team right there. You got your IT, your Wades, JRs, I guess Tristan Thompson might be on the move. There's a lot of other places that with LeBron on that team,
dude, LeBron
is a lot better than this squad.
Here's my question.
And the Spurs are one of them.
I don't think, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think he can handle not being the king. Because if he goes to the Spurs, he has to fit into the culture there. He has to go to the restaurant when he eats. He can't have that shit where like 100 people get to come into the stadium and there's two vans and he gets to choose where they party at. Yeah. He's not going to have that power. And I don't think that his ego will allow him to not continue to have that kind of power.
I think it's the opposite. I honestly think this is the season...
This is a guy who calls himself king.
This is the season where
he's ready to remove the crown.
He's been the king for 15 years plus. If you
heavy
count
is
high
the
school.
Head.
Heavy is the head, bro. Like I think all of this shit is like, you know what? I don't need to take on all this shit. I've already proved I can do this.
He's going after Jordan.
Nothing would make me happier than him finally having a Jordan level coach.
Yeah, I would love to see. That's the one thing that I'm really trying to.
So he wants to end his career.
I would love to see him with a great, great basketball mind to match his
and organization. And I think, sorry to interrupt you, I'll let you finish after this, but to his own detriment, he's had way too much power in an organization to say, oh, I want this piece, oh, I want that piece. Yeah. And a lot of his trades are not good trades. He wouldn't make a good GM.
Yeah, these are all his
basically
moves.
Basically, his GM. Tyronn Lue is his coach. Like, and it's always fucked him.
Yeah.
But in the Spurs, you could just put him in an organization where you say, don't worry about it. I don't know if he'll be cool with it, but just giving him a great coach and a great organization that drafts well and finds good free agents that fits a system, he won't play 80 minutes for 48 minutes a game or whatever. Like, just give him that.
Yeah. He's trying to play until he's 36.
Well, he's 32.
He's 32.
Now?
Yeah. So he's probably playing until he's 30, let's say 7.
I think he'll play till 40.
If he goes,
look at his Brady shit.
Maybe, let's say he plays break. Mm. 40. If he goes to the Spurs, that is a sign that he's chasing 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that's about.
Yeah.
Is 6 means more to me than anything else, which goes against what he said publicly, because LeBron's public position is, I've done everything I need to achieve in this game. I'm already satisfied. I don't care about anything else. I've left my legacy. I'm totally fine. I'm playing it because I love the game.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes to the Spurs, we know that that's bullshit. We know that you're
not the first time. It's not the first time he's BS'd us.
He's
BS'd.
But I actually believe that he was satisfied with where he was. I didn't think he had the crazy obsession of getting 7.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, here's my thing. You put a gun to my head and ask me, where do you think LeBron's going next year? I think he stays in Cleveland. But if, you know, this continues to fall off, the wheels continue to fall off like it looks like, and that Brooklyn pick, it's like, dog, if you really want to win here, Unless you think like Trae Young or like Marvin Bagley or Ayton are like game changing rookies that could come and immediately help your team, you flip that pick for a star right now, because that's the only way you're catching KD and those guys.
Well, my question
even
is
if
who?
You do,
I don't know a star that would help them. I honestly don't know.
People have been saying you take that Kevin Love in the pick, and flip it for Anthony Davis if they make that available. But now New Orleans is saying, like, yeah, no, he's untouchable.
I would never pick Anthony Davis.
They don't think. What?
Never.
You would not, like.
Because he's too injury prone?
That's all he does is get injured, falls on the ground, and he has 3 weeks off. That's it.
But he's a lot of limbs, too. So
I don't care what he is. If you get injured, you can't play. If you can't play, you can't affect the game. I can't trust that. Like,
I don't know,
you
man.
You really think he's going to make it through an entire playoffs? You think Anthony Davis,
yeah, I think
Mr.
So.
Glass, is going to make it through an entire playoffs?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I take the risk.
I wouldn't.
I take the risk, man. Like, motherfucker, Wade looks like, I mean, you know. He's got a lot of miles on him. JR looks like he's got a lot of miles on him.
I think Wade has another
gear. Isaiah might not be. Yeah, I think Wade got a nice playoff gear.
I think Wade got another gear. I think he's coasting. Mm. I think LeBron likes to. I don't think he likes to lose too much in the regular season, but I think Wade understands his body, and I think what's going to happen is playoffs, we're going to start to see playoff Wade.
Still not good enough for Golden State, though.
Still not good enough for Golden State.
Agreed, but we'll see them play at a more elite level.
My thing with them is that I don't think Bron minds the losing.
Yeah.
They're just playing bad basketball.
Right. They're giving up
there's
points.
A difference. There's a difference.
148
between, like,
to OKC is crazy.
Ridiculous. Even in the overtime, even the double overtime
That's
game, 148 points is ridiculous.
Score.
You know? So it's like, it's one thing to lose some games, and you could tell, like, even like when the Cavs would lose games in the past seasons, they would still play pretty good basketball. It's just that you're LeBron James, you got this big three, you're getting everybody's best shot.
Yeah.
You're getting punched by teams that aren't even giving you their best shot.
Yeah.
That's troubling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, do you really want to just get hyped up again just to get fucking waxed by the Warriors again?
The thing about the Brooklyn pick, though, I think right now they'd be picking 8th. I just checked the standings. But, like,
that's
the teams
that's
that,
not a surefire
teams,
pick.
That, yeah, the top three teams are like, they have like 4 less wins than them, which is a lot. But there's a lot of teams, 16, 17 wins, and they have 18. So if some of these, 2 or 3 of these teams goes on some kind of streak.
Now you got the 5th pick.
You could have the 5th pick. Mm. They're in like a cluster that could fall to 5, and that would be, imagine if he got Trae Young.
Mm.
You don't think Trae will go first?
I don't think
I don't
he
think
would.
So.
Pick him
all,
first.
All the draft pick, all the draft boards I've seen.
Bagley.
It's been Bagley, Ayton, or Young. But they do it all the time. Like, there's a guard that electrifies college basketball, and they're scared to pick him number one.
I am
because
not,
he doesn't.
Because he can't play D or something?
What I don't know. They just don't. They just, like, NBA scouts are just fucking wary of picking guys that are like 6'2", 6'3", number one overall, and they pay for it all the time.
I will not let, if I'm in an organization, I am not going to let another Steph Curry pass me by.
Mm.
And I'll tell you what makes this Trae kid special. Is just the ability to shoot off the dribble.
Yeah.
If you are a spot-up shooter, There's tons of them in college, and they don't work out in the league, and some of them do. Some of them end up in the right organization. They can just sit in the corner, and they can light shit up, and it's fine.
Yeah.
But this kid shoots well off the dribble.
It's
that can translate to the league.
Do you think he's waiting to make his decision to see what pick they get? Because if they get a Trae Young level pick, maybe he stays. If they don't, if you're 9'10", you're going to get somebody with a...
But you know what's fucked up, though? Doesn't, like, Boston have, like, a pick or
something?
Boston
has the Sacramento Lakers pick. Which is crazy.
Which is nuts. They could end up with Trae Young and Kyrie Irving.
But they're also 16, 17 wins each, and Brooklyn's 18. So either way, that could...
But they're getting another, like, young stud. It's another loaded draft with a lot of freshman talent. They got the overseas kid, Doncic, who's a beast,
who's
too.
This kid? Everybody said he's legit.
Yo,
he's nasty.
This is a ridiculous draft. But imagine if the next Steph Curry is on LeBron's team.
And then what happens with IT? Bye?
This is his last year of the contract anyway.
So you can sign him.
So he's just trying to get paid.
Or IT is not going to get paid.
Nah, he's not.
Isn't it sad?
He's going to get paid. Just because, you know, the market and, you know, the cable.
That's true.
Like,
people throw money out.
He's not going to get the Supermax like he wants. Yeah. He's not going to get Steph Curry money. He's not going to get Kyrie money.
Yeah.
He'll get some good, he'll get a good chunk
of
change.
Teams overpaying free agency every single year.
Yeah, Tim Hardaway got like $71 million.
I really wanted him to get
motherfucking Drew Holiday got $150 million.
Yeah,
Drew Holiday looked like me. I know he's good and whatever, but $150 million.
Drew Holiday was an All Star once, wasn't he?
Yeah,
well, he was an All Star like that
cool,
1 year.
Once. Yeah,
he's actually all right.
He's solid, but that's a bad. You don't give him that much money.
Yeah, that's a lot,
I don't care if you need a point guard.
$100 million is a lot. $100 million, man.
$100 million. I'll tell you how I really feel. Fellas, I gotta go fly. I gotta go to this. I gotta go finish shooting this movie.
All right, so let's wrap it up then, man.
You guys keep going, man. If there's more to talk about.
I mean, is there more to talk about?
I feel like we're good, man.
Yeah, right.
I just want to plug some shit, and then I gotta run out and let you guys
wrap
up the show.
I'm about to plug some shit too.
I'm going back on tour, doing a stand up tour again. It's the Views from the Sis tour, starts February 3rd in LA. Okay, and you can get tickets right now at HollywoodImprov.com. It's going to be Saturday, 8 p.m. show, HollywoodImprov.com. Make sure you go get those tickets immediately before they sell out. Come out. It's going to be crazy. You can go to TheAndrewSchultz.com to get see the rest of the dates. And I'm going to continue to add dates as we go along. So you let me know if you want me to come to your city. And if dollars make sense, we'll make it happen. Thank you guys so much for supporting. I appreciate you greatly. If there's anything, and make sure you buy that merch at theflagrant2merch.com. Shout out to Hiu Clothing. Mm-hmm. And let's cop those things, get it ready. And I'll let these guys tell you about the live show we got going on, LA stuff, all this good shit.
Thank
you guys so much for supporting what we do over here.
Go catch the plane, man. We'll wrap it up.
God bless.
All right, do work, bro. As announced today on my Instagram and private and Twitter page, Deuce Palooza. The first Deuce Palooza takes place on February 17th at the Globe Theater in Los Angeles, California.
My man is taking offers, too.
Yes,
sir.
He's
a free agent, sort of. He's a restricted free agent.
Restricted free agency. Stop it.
So this is that period. You know that period, like June 8th through the 11th, where everybody's making calls and, like, taking free agents out to dinner.
Verbal agreements.
Telling them why their system is so much better than the one he's currently in. This is Kaz's his free agency window where he's being courted.
Y'all, terrible. Anyway, come out to LA, Globe Theater. Same like All-Star Saturday Night. We should fingers crossed, should have confirmation on the second live Flagrant 2 podcast with a very special guest in Los Angeles, California. That is going to be around noon time in LA, so get out there early. Let's pack that shit out as well. There'll be lots more details coming out there for the West Coast. But all my New Yorkers, make sure you pack out the Highline Ballroom February 7th. We are in there. The tickets are flying. Shout out to everybody who's
People sending us screenshots of flights. We appreciate that shit so much, man.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
All
for
that
real.
Shit.
Thank you.
All that shit, man.
Keep supporting, man. Y'all are the reason this is fun.
Yeah.
This would be cool, just us hanging out, but y'all support makes this shit so much fun.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Kosh, you got anything you want
to? No, I'm good. Thank you for everybody who came out to Helium, especially the Flagrant 2 fans who came out. I wish I remember names, and I should have pulled them up, honestly. We'll see you again. One of them was talking about coming to LA for the live show. Once that's confirmed, homie, come through. We'll get you on stage. You coming from Philly. We'll get you on stage. I still hope the Eagles lose, though. And that's it. February 7th, man. Come through.
Word. And shout out to Happy, man. Happy was a great guest today.
Happy out here chilling, man. What a good ass dog. Showing I got. The cut.
He didn't even bark or nothing.
I know,
he's just
man.
Here
They're
chilling.
Much better when you take their balls.
I think that's a good way to wrap it up, man. We'll All see right. y'all next week.
God bless.